Okay, it's on.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. It's been about a year since I've seen some people. It's not because they didn't like it, it's because they're scared to death of you. I didn't want to come to your house or anywhere else having masks around me and all that kind of stuff. So if I overlooked anybody, please forgive me. Of course, we were all ordered. Well, I don't think we really had a choice where we went anyway, if you get right down to it. But the ones, I see a few new faces that I haven't seen before. I'm Ralph Horn. I can't talk with this on hardly either. Ari, Alex, and John Fleshman. So the ones that haven't met us before, that's a little new, I guess you'd call it a new introduction to us and so forth. So welcome. If everybody made it through, and I pray they did, or their COVID deal there in good health and everything, thank you. Thank God. So having said that, I'd like to go ahead and open our first meeting of July the 1st here. Now, that's what I wanted to tell everyone. I noticed about some of us have got our mask on, some don't. And it was just brought honestly to my attention by Ari here about the rise in new cases right now. So what I want to do before we start the meeting is we're going to go ahead and have the meeting, and you're welcome to stay through it if you got your mask or don't have your mask. But that's one of those things. I choose not to take, to wear the mask in crowds yet. I mean, plus I had some really bad health in the latter part of last summer, and I'm still having some breathing problems with my lung and things like that. So I don't want to take any chance personally on, I have a little breathing problem yet and probably will for who knows. So having said that, you've got your choice for to stay for the meeting if you don't have a mask, or if you do have a mask in the car, to go get it. In other words, you've got your decision. So I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whoever wants one, I guess. Do we have spares here, Chief?
Yeah, anybody want one?
So that's what I'm wanting to do is just, I guess there is a big increase. What do you hear there, Ari?
There were 500 new cases today.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And that's here.
It's the new virus.
So we're not done with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I just, the worst thing that I'd think in the world would have one of my friends or one of our residents come to a meeting and me not say something. I think I'm obligated to say that. So anyone that wants a mask, a chief is getting them there. So, okay. So having said that, welcome, and I'd like to open the meeting here. Yes, sir. Actually, we have not missed any meetings at all, and I don't know how many of our residents or everything. Well, we have a fairly good view because we were able on those conference calls to talk to the residents and everything. So we had a pretty good view, Mark, on who called in and answered questions. We answered questions for them and everything. And I think, given the situation that we're into, I don't know, I was pretty proud of and happy the way the residents, nobody grumped too much or anything, and I think we communicated pretty well. And I know I personally did not overlook anybody, and I don't think that any of us did, really. So just wanted to make that little addition to the meeting. But anyway, we'll go ahead and start the meeting now. I'd like to open the meeting with a a short prayer from Trustee John Fleischman there.
So. Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this day that we can all come together for the first time in 15 months. And Lord, we know that it's not over. We ask that you be with those that may have lost loved ones through this pandemic. Be with us at this meeting that we can be unified and work together for the better of our township. Amen.
Amen. I have a pledge of allegiance by Trustee Alex, please.
This has been a while.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Okay, could we have a roll call next?
Sure can. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, Joan.
Okay, introduction. Now, this gentleman here is, we've appointed him. We had our newly elected
Mary Reinhart,
a fiscal officer from last year, Mary Reinhart, had made a decision that she wanted to resign the chair. So she served the full year and decided she was going to step down due to personal reasons, I expect. She never made a full explanation to me, but she did say that her family thought she was taking on too much work right now. So we as the state requires, put out an advertisement to our residents and so forth. And so anyway, shows a young man here, Nick, if you want to introduce yourself just a minute to the
I'd be glad to.
Public there. He started, what was the date you started?
May 7th.
May the 7th, okay. So go ahead and give me your name and just tell them a little about you, okay?
Sure. So my name is Nicholas Dunn. I've been appointed as the fiscal officer of Franklin Township. The opportunity came about, as Ralph said, back in late April when Mary decided to step down. I've been a resident of the township for 6 years. I've been coming to meetings off and on. Obviously, when COVID hit, you know, things changed and whatnot. But I felt this was an opportunity for me, being a resident of the township, to try to come in and, you know, help right the ship. I know there have been some frustrations and things of that nature regarding just multiple different things. And, you know, I want to try to work with everybody, work together with the community, and see what we can do to try to get some things, you know, cleaned up. I know there were some issues from prior years. I'm working with our CPA, Jeff Wilczek, to help get all that cleared up. We're making good progress. We're doing the best we can. And if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns you want to bring to my attention, I would be more than glad to see what I can do for you. Okay? I welcome all of you in. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nick. We appreciate it. Okay. Let's see.
Number four.
Okay. How did we... Okay.
Number four.
Number four. I wanted to make a motion to accept and approve the regular minutes from general meeting dated 6/17, which was our last meeting.
I'll second.
That's where we had tabled them from the last time. Yeah. Okay. Could we have a roll vote, Nick?
Sure can. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. We do. That apparently did not have. Well, let's see. That would have been.
Well, June 17th.
We might be missing a date here.
There are a couple of minutes that did not make it to this agenda. Okay. We'll be on the next one.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm on the ball better than I thought it was. Yeah, sometimes I wonder.
Yes.
Okay. So what are we doing? We're just tabling those. What were the dates on those?
We had a special meeting on the 24th, I believe it was, Mark.
I think
correct.
So, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that might actually be the only one that's left out there.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll get that on there.
Well, we have a few residents that gingerly want to see them immediately, as you well know, so.
Yep.
Just keep an eye out for them, okay?
Yep, you got it.
I think Mark is, he knows about the minute situation well enough by now, and I think by now, really, Nick does too, so.
They're all caught up.
Keep an eye on them, okay?
All caught up, well.
Yeah, when you came in, there were 16 behind.
Yeah.
Or so, approximately.
In whatever 4.5, 5 years I've been here, we've cleaned up some bad messes, so. Not that I'm bragging about it or anything, but I know there was a lot of things that needed cleaned up.
I would have to also recognize Robin Watkins, as she does a great job on those minutes. They flow very well, and if we have a question, she gets back to us right away. So she's definitely an anchor to keeping those up, so we do appreciate her.
Well, yeah, and credit where credit's due, Robin has been a stickler there, and it would have been a real hard situation for us trying to keep things current and correcting a lot of things that were out of place, we must say. So thank you, Robin, as usual, for your great job there.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's see, I was just trying to figure out looks like we had a few people that wanted to speak, didn't we? Somebody had mentioned, mentioned that Jeannie, I guess, she had called to get on the agenda, and we didn't get her on the agenda, but
okay.
We do have some speakers here. I don't want to get speakers out of order here and somebody feel like that they're neglected.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
There's only one speaker. The other would be just at the end where we have residents that want to speak.
Okay.
So we only have one speaker, if you so deem necessary, if you want to go ahead and put the speaker in now.
Okay. Well, I don't want to overlook Jeannie here. If she called...
That's the speaker I'm talking about, sir.
Okay. If she called to get on the agenda and we've overlooked her.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to give her opportunity right now because she's called ahead for agenda.
Okay.
So, Jeannie, if you wanted to go ahead, introduce yourself if you want. Come up to the... show everybody, and you might... to get it so we understand you pretty well, what your issue is, that type of thing, okay? Were you here a while back?
2019 resolutions to allow Ohio Youth Development to sponsor the Havenwood International Community Guard.
Well, I guess my memory's better than I thought it was, John.
That's right.
Okay, well, you want to go ahead and
sure.
speak on what
sure.
you'd like to mm-hmm. at this time.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Janine Lovelace. I'm the Executive Director of Ohio Youth Development. We're located in Havenwood, the second floor. We provide activities after school. Well, you know, COVID shut us down like everybody else. We still was able to get out and knock and go to children's houses and deliver food from the Children's Hunger Alliance. And we actually started the guard in June of 2020 at the height of the COVID. So we decided, let's do it. Food issues had become prevalent. So we started last year. Now the issue we have, we've grown quite a bit. We have about 14, 16 beds. We even have fish in the garden. We even host mason bees. Educating children from low-income households on food sovereignty. But we have issues with vandalism. And so we're requesting to place a fence there within zoning guidelines. I've reached out to zoning, Franklin County Zoning, and we're just waiting for that response back too, for anything that we have to do. Acres, the owner of First Community of Havenwood, and the management, First Communities, they said, hey, they would help us. But what's even better, we have a fencing company that's willing to not only put the fence free, material free, they will also take some of our youth and teach them how to build the fence. So we just want to be in line and ask and let you guys know we're still out there. We're still trying to do everything we can in the community. We have several programs that's still going on, and as the, you know, we're opening back up, we're getting more kids in, but we're still trying to build our capacity up again. So that's just it. That, and then also, what was it? Besides the garden, also First Communities will take care of the shed that we want to put within the fence so that we can have, I actually live straight across from the garden in Havenwood, and my house is a farmhouse now. I got all the tools, I got all the, you know, and so if we could just have a little shed that we can put some of these things in, you know, secure it within the fence, we wanted to go further with the garden like that if we can get the resolution. That's about it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, and good to see you come back there.
Yeah, we hang.
I never forget a face, I guess. Thank you very much, Jeannie. Okay, well, we'll move forward then. Now, this is, I guess that was under our old business. I guess that's what we put it under. Yeah. So
yeah, we're at number one.
Yeah, and we'll go ahead. Let's see. Okay, on resolution for bills and payroll, Nick.
Yep, I've got that ready.
Yeah.
All right. So the resolution. Oh, go ahead, Mark.
She's last on this one. It'll be quick.
Okay. Okay. So the resolution that I have prepared here this evening, thank you, Robin, for preparing it. This is going to be resolution 2021-089. This is going to be for accounts payable ending on June 30th and payroll that was paid on June 11th, June 25th, and today, July 1st. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable through June 30th, 2021 in the amount of $241,897.09 and payroll paid on June 11th of 2021 in the amount of $144,599.10. Payroll paid on June 25th, 2021 in the amount of $140,401.25 and payroll paid on July 1st, 2021 in the amount of $8,616.93. For a grand total of $535,514.37, from check number 66498 to check number 66645, and electronic vouchers from 458-2021 to 604-2021, and for those, you can see the exhibit.
So moved. Okay, could we have a call?
Roll call. Did you get somebody to second that?
Oh, second, yeah. John, second.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Okay, looks like we need a resolution approving the obligations authorized by Township Administrator.
Yep, I have that one as well. And okay. That's going to be resolution 2021-090, and this is the biweekly resolution that we started not too long ago. These are the purchase orders that Mark has signed off on within the last couple of weeks. Okay. And these are the ones that Mark's allowed to sign off on that are under $10,000.
I'll move to adopt resolution 2021-090.
Okay. I will second.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. Roll call.
Yep. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. I guess number three, and that's Laura. Do we have, what do we have, a resolution, Laura, to work with? I notice it's one of the properties that are...
I got two. We're Esterline, broker owner of Hearted, but all realty also.
Excuse me just a minute.
Okay.
Sorry. For the new residents that have not seen or met her or anything, we had a strange property within the township for many years, really. And it's just to give you a little explanation of what this is all about. So some knows and some don't. But recently, in the last couple of years, Franklin County has developed a what they call a land bank, which kind of follows the patterns of Columbus. Columbus has had a land bank for a good many years. And if properties are, what am I trying to say?
Well, some of the properties are donated to us after, like, squatters been in, or?
That's not what I want to explain what it is. Well, if they're taken back.
Correct. Delinquent taxes.
I wanted to explain that before you said that, John.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
What the purpose of that is for, is for folks that maybe have passed away with liens against properties, unpaid taxes, and all that kind of thing, to try to resolve some of those problems and maybe even get some support from government agencies or otherwise to help put those back as usable homes again and things like that. So we had worked out with Franklin County since when they started theirs, and I think it was 3 years ago when they actually officially came. So having said that, we have been able to really clear up some distressed properties in the county. And also, we have been able to sell off some of those properties for the taxes that we were due. And so, the money of the old taxes that we had recovered has been used for the betterment of your neighborhoods and that type of thing. You know, it's a little extra money in the coffers that we had available to do some work in the neighborhood, such as maybe a road repair or this, that, and the other. So having said that, I wanted to explain it to you so you'd get a feel of what it's all about. But anyway, we had chosen a couple of years ago Laura as our realtor to help dispose of some of this property. So that's why she's here tonight. Okay, does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We brought in over a couple hundred thousand.
It's a project, but it's very rewarding because of what it does to help your community. So, I want to, we have 1765 Marsdale, and we've received several offers on that property. It's parcel number 140005822-00. It's currently listed for $7,500. We received an offer for $5,000. We received an offer for $7,000. We received an offer for $10,000. And we've received an offer for $11,000. The build time on the $10,000 was 2 to 3 years. That gentleman in particular has bought some properties in the township, and he has some past due taxes on the properties currently. The $11,000 property is a gentleman who wants to buy a lot of properties, but we're strategically planning on just one at a time so he can build. He does tell us he'll build on this property within 90 days as soon as he can get his permits. So I do know for a fact he's built a couple bigger houses in the 350 price range, and he wants to start doing some affordable housing. So 1765 Marsdale would be the first one, and the highest offer is $11,000, and that's $3,500 over ask. So we don't just sell them, we strategically get the most money out of those properties also to increase your property values. So it's a strategic plan. So
I think one thing you forgot to mention, that is a real nice vacant lot.
Yes.
That can be built.
Absolutely.
So if any folks, you know, any of our folks wanted to bid on it, they're, you know,
yeah,
doing a
I'll make a resolution to accept the price bid at $11,000 for 1755 Marshdale Avenue and ask for a second.
I will second that, sir.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution 2021-091. We'll get a roll call here. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. And if any of your the residents are interested in maybe making a bid on the property or anything, mm-hmm. would you make sure, did you tell them your
phone number? I'm Laura Esterline. I'm Heart of It All Realty. It's really like Ohio Heart of It All. I've just my new company this past year, Heart of It All Realty. I've been doing real estate for 24 years. I'm a broker owner, so not just a realtor, but here's, I need signature there. Okay. Signature there, sir. Okay. There. Okay. And two here. Okay. There where the X's are.
Okay. Don't run away here.
I'm not going anywhere. I got one more thing.
And you had another one come up since we did the agenda, right?
I was going to do the price reduction on 777 Brown. Yep. 777 Brown Road is a smaller postage stamp parcel. It sits next to apartment complexes that are owned by Pollyanna Properties, LLC. We had it on the market for 15. Our land values have gone way up. The way we trickle them out, they don't compete against each other. They're taking the highest price, and then the next highest price, and then the highest price. So we priced this one pretty aggressively at 15. My recommendation is to reduce this to 9,500. It's been on the market for over 300 days. I've contacted those people and left phone numbers and messages for them in case they wanted to buy it for a garage or something, because there's a garage right next to here.
Sure.
So trying to get some activity on it. Okay. We have had phone calls on it, but it was just for tire warehouses and stuff.
Yeah.
So the answer is no to that.
Well, I'll make a resolution to reduce the price, the list price of 777 Brown Road to $9,500 and ask for a second.
I will second that.
And that's basically all I have. If there's any questions, I know that we're going to, now that we can meet and do stuff, and hopefully that COSIC will open back up, we'll get some. 8 days ago, Ohio had the largest number of foreclosure filings, so they're going to come down the track, but hopefully some of those empty properties and stuff COSIC picks up and they give to the township, because we can take that money and put them into helping your community. So.
Did you still want to do the roll call?
Okay. Yeah, I will on that real quick. Hey, there'll be resolution 2021-092, and that's for the price reduction at 777 Brown Road. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, give me a hand here just a minute now. How about this?
That's okay.
I'm good there.
You got this one here.
Okay.
That just says you've seen it.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen it.
That's okay. Sorry, you guys.
7-1.
Yeah. It's just July already, huh? And then you're signing here.
Okay.
I'd like to see one come out of the ground. That's my dream all this time, is just to get one out of the ground, you know?
Yeah. It's always been our goal.
Habitat has gone to some concrete structures lately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a building cost, did you see?
The cost is amazing what they're going up. I think it's more gouging personally.
Yeah, it's sitting on the shelf down at Menards.
Yeah.
Tried to order some deck. Mm-hmm. That's all. I got four.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
My name's
Laura Hardwell. Okay, let's see. So we got Laura down here. Well, got Jeannie done, yeah.
New business.
Okay, yeah. All righty. Where's Chief Smith? Is he around?
Hey, I'm here.
He's right here.
The only thing I got is we had, I think you guys might have voted not to have National Night Out this year. Is that correct?
I decided since a lot of the burden was on me and I didn't feel all that good.
Okay.
This year is what I decided to do. The
reason why I was asking is Havenwood is putting on a National Night Out, and they reached out to us.
Are they? Okay.
And
go
I
for
think,
it.
I just personally think that we
just
need
go
to,
for you, and what I'm really trying to do is just go ahead. I can definitely go and walk around and see them there.
Yeah. We're just not going to host
a
big event this year. But if you guys like want to attend a National Night Out in the community, absolutely, fully support it.
Okay, that's all I have for now.
And there's a few, so people, some of them.
I would like to make a motion so that we just have it as a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
That Lieutenant Ratcliffe, with our police department, that we give the board of trustees, give their blessing to attend Havenwood's National Night Out representing the township.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I think we had decided, went ahead and decided from our last meeting there, we had had kind of a special meeting. And I think that's one that we didn't have the minutes back on, is that correct?
Yes, so the other thing here on the police department regarding the possible police levy, there is on the agenda a resolution to request the auditor's certificate for a possible levy.
Okay, I've got a resolution declaring the necessity for levying a tax exceeding the 10 mil limitation and requesting the county auditor provide certain information pursuant to ORC 5705.03B. What this is what's usually called an auditor certificate. So based on the last special meeting we had, it's prepared to ask for a form to get the information on how much money would come into the township for a 4.1 mil replacement levy with a 3.0 mil increase to constitute a tax of 7.1 mils. So this is not putting it on the ballot or anything. This is getting the needed auditor certificate, and then trustees can determine after that. So
I'll move.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. That's going to be resolution 2021-093. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And what I will do is, as soon as the official copies presented and their signatures, I will make sure that that goes over to Kerry Ritchie. By statute, they have to have that information back within 10 days.
Right.
So it should be back in time for the next
for the next meeting to pour. For approval.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So.
Sheriff's Department's here.
Yeah. So, well, I think everyone does know. I just wanted to clarify, everyone does know that we are going to be asking for a small, well, really, essentially a renewal. It's pretty much a renewal on our current levy, isn't it?
Renewal with. What we're asking the auditor to do is a renewal plus 3 mils.
Yeah. So it's literally asking for no increase. I mean, and if you're interested in everything, and I'll tell you, I'm not really. I guess I'm supporting, the police levy. I think it's very important.
It will be
that we don't.
It will be an increase. Yep. It's the current
one.
Plus
small, it's a small increase.
Yep.
It's
yep.
I don't know exactly. That's the reason we're sending them to the county.
As well as the time levy.
Yeah, yep. Sending them to the county auditor, so we'll know it'll be a very small increase. And if we don't get a small increase, it's going to be definitely going to be. Well, we're not going to be able to have the total amount of officers that we currently have. That's mm-hmm. pretty much what we have. So we will have a loss in service. And I don't know if you're interested in our community safety. I know I am. I'm definitely going to support it. And I don't know if how proper that is for a trustee to announce in court, in a regular meeting, but I feel strongly enough about it for the protection of our residents and our children and all these other things in a condition that the country is in, the city is in, and everything. It's not very pretty. And I think anyone that cares about their folks and family and things like that should be willing to spend a few extra dollars a month, to try to support our police officers. And the last we did was a timed levy, and it passed you know, I think I was that 3 to 5 year, as a 5 year lady, wasn't it, you know? And so right now, essentially that's what we're doing is a renewal with a small increase. So we just, it's hard to keep the service with the amount of dollars. We can't with the amount of dollars that we've got doing it. So anyway, that's what it's all about, okay? And we will be voting on that. I believe it's that next, the next meeting that...
More than likely, we'll be able to get that back, and then legal counsel right. will prepare. And then
yeah, we're going to have to watch that because there is a time factor, I think, on this.
So I think that...
Okay, I just wanted to kind of explain to everyone, the ones that hadn't, if you have heard or haven't heard. So thanks for that, Mark. Yeah. Thanks for the job that the officers do. I know it's been some pretty good struggles there lately, hasn't it?
We got a really good place to work. I really believe that. That's
yeah, and you know, it's
probably the best yeah. officers that we've had, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly some good men there. Well, I think we still got our one woman, don't we? We still have her?
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
well, she's been with us, and she's does a really good job, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
So I think the ones, people that have, that know and have met our police department and our, that's Lieutenant Ratliff here. I don't know any of the folks that haven't met him before. I think everybody knows him. Every place I go, I say, you know, you I kind of smell something down the road there. That's a Ratliff's back in the neighborhood again. So when I hear something like that, that's a pretty good compliment. That means that somebody's got a decent relationship with somebody. They talk about you sometimes too, Jim, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. You got something?
I mean that, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, they talk about that.
Sheriff's Department.
What was that?
The Sheriff's Department.
Oh, Sheriff. Okay. Well, hi there. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Okay.
Good evening. It's glad to have everyone back in person and doing these meetings. So I have the stats for the last 2 weeks from June 17th to June 30th, and I am going to have a disclaimer with this. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office, which I've mentioned this before, and now Franklin Township has went over to the Matrix system, and that is a reporting system. With that, the reporting system is not really talking to our current system, so when I give these reports, without really digging to each individual report, for instance, let's say a traffic stop develops drugs out of that traffic stop, they won't have it in this report. So I just have basically the runs that Franklin Township has received in the last 2 weeks. So with that, in the last 2 weeks, Franklin Township has had 3 drug-related offenses, and those were all ODs. We had 14 runs of burglaries and B&Es. We've had 5 stolen vehicles in the last 2 weeks. We've had 1 of those recovered. We've had 16 related weapon runs. So that's anywhere from shot fired in the area, from people having guns and or knives. In the last 2 weeks, we've had 2 robberies. We've had 18 thefts. And for you, Ralph, we had 9 firework complaints in the last 2 weeks.
Well, thank you. I know I've been a big supporter of trying to.
Yes, this does not include.
Calm down.
These do not include any of your guys' online reports.
Yeah, when a theft comes in that's over $1,000 or $2,000, do we send a car? If it's under that, we have to send them online. So those are just mainly the higher offenses.
And with that, in the last 2 weeks, Franklin Township has had 530 calls of service. Out of that, Franklin Township has had 26 report made through us without the online report system, and we've had 36 arrests in the last 2 weeks.
And that's 11 guys. 11 officers. How busy it's gotten.
I have a question. Two questions. One, first, with the O'Connell Lodge, are we, as far as the county, are they holding hands with the city, or are we doing anything to try to get those drug runners out of there?
Well, I can tell you, me personally, I do patrol, since we brought that up, right. I have patrolled out there quite a bit. So with this, just to kind of give you a heads up, as far as it being through the city, to go through a nuisance complaint, and I did a little bit of research, the way I understand it is, if you get a nuisance complaint, that company or house or residence, whatever, they'll get a letter. They'll have a year to basically clean up whatever act is going on in that particular okay. place. What includes with that is they'll actually take how many runs, what kind of runs, how many arrests, what kind of arrests, if it was felony, misdemeanor, whatever, out of that particular place. After that letter is sent out, they got a year to clean it up. Then another report will be generated for the same arrests, yes, sir. Runs, what kind, all that stuff. If there is no decrease of activity, then they get a letter saying, okay, now you're considered a nuisance. You have another year to clean it up.
So it's going to be 2 years
yes.
from now.
Yeah. So again, that's through the city side. I won't, because since Econo Lodge is on the city, we kind of got to go through those channels.
Sure.
Franklin County is pretty much on the same wavelength, though.
So what
just
about,
to kind of give you a so quick snapshot.
What about, I can sit on my front porch and pretty much see, okay, they were there for 2 seconds, and they drive, I'm going to call it hoopty cars, because they're held together with bungee cords and tape, and you know when they pull in, they're going to be back out in less than 2 minutes. Is there anything that we can do, a known drug place, that we're able to do a PC?
So as far as residents and and I know it's going to be putting your head up against the wall, is to call the sheriff's office or township's officers out there, and we can see what we can do. Honestly, that's the best we can do. If we can do further investigation, we get produced narcotics.
Because they got to come through the county. Soon as they get to yes. a certain spot, they're in the county. Because I mean, you're in feet within, you're in the city, and then boom, you're in the county, boom, in the city again.
Yep, it is very much a polka-dotted area up there. So
I mean, one side of the street is city, the other side of the street.
Correct.
The guy got shot in the city, took 10 steps, and he was in the county.
Yep.
I actually went through a legal update here until 11 o'clock the other night on the training, and they actually cited a case about stopping someone coming from a known drug house. It just can't happen. You've got to have a violation, or you have to have undercover that has just made a buy. The case, there was a case just went through that got, I just learned this like 2 nights ago.
So I talked to
took that away from us.
I talked to one officer, did I say Caldwell?
Yeah.
He's in he was following a ring, and they are trafficking women out of there.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me, and especially with the truck stop right across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. To follow up with Lieutenant Ratliff, you have to have articulable, reasonable suspicion on making certain traffic
gotcha.
Stops. So it is important to get the call out. If you see something like that, if you see something, say something. We'll go with that. Call us out there. Let the
okay.
officers do what they can do, and obviously to follow the law to make a good arrest.
Sure.
And try to get that clean.
So
up.
The last question. So basically, if I see in these cars coming and going, and people sitting on the rock at the BP, and people pulling up, and that's where, then they walk back and forth to the hotel. Just call the sheriffs,
and if they're on the city side, you'll have to call the city.
Yep. Okay. So last question, I wanted to see if we could get some help with, and Robin, I may need some help with this. We have a place in over off of Brookside, and it's the concrete alley. So it's the very first house. As you turn in, going to the east, it would be on the south side. Guarantee you, on the 4th, they will be shooting off commercial grade fireworks that don't go as high, because they're not apt to be able to do it. So the actual boom is even that much more. is it possible to have whoever's working that shift as well as lieutenant, if we could just, I guarantee as soon as it starts getting dark, if we drive by there, you're going to see it.
Well, you know it's in the house right now. They're legalizing it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. They're legalizing fireworks right now. Yeah.
Right. Yep. But do you think that's going to be there in the next 3 days?
I don't know. They were
talking about signing it. No, but I mean...
I mean, we
it
just
passed the house. It passed the house.
It did pass.
It's not law yet, but it's
happened. There.
But these aren't just like little Roman candles. We're talking.
Oh, no.
You can light off.
They're going to legalize the whole shebang.
Yeah, you're going to be able to let
it. No pun intended. Yeah.
They loosened it up.
We talked
last
about tips.
Some
Yeah, legal update. They've restricted tips too. When somebody calls in an anonymous tip, it doesn't give us the authority to check anything now. You have to have a person calling in that's willing to give their name and phone number and
well, that's because of the Supreme Court case,
yes,
right? Yeah,
we just had that, and yep. there's a lot of changes that's just coming about right now, so which is kind of tiring.
Even though I'm on the other side of the freeway, I mean, it rattles my windows. I mean, it's, and if you have pets that are terrified of that, then it's, I can only imagine what it's like for you, Robin.
Well, the concern I have is, we don't have fire hydrants. If that lands on someone's home.
Because it doesn't go that high.
No, but I mean, it's dry. We haven't had much rain until the last 24 hours.
Yep.
And it lands on someone's garage, it lands in the trees, and it goes up. Homes are doomed there, because you got to come with fire trucks from everywhere to fight a fire.
Yes, you do. And we were very extremely...
It'd be nice if there's legislation around fire safety.
That's right. And the last week and a half or so to 2 weeks, we were extremely fortunate that we didn't get hammered pretty good with house fires, because I personally saw some, and I'm just speaking Chief Welch, because I'm thinking maybe he got a few, but didn't he? Well, we were very lucky then.
Yeah, we're always,
because if I personally saw some of the type of fire, I don't know all these fireworks, but when I see one going up, it looks extremely dangerous. And then all of a sudden I can see that thing and it just spreads out over someone's roof. And it's 90 degrees, 95 degrees outside at 10 o'clock at night. I know there's a real danger of someone getting their home burned down.
I believe the only person that can remove fireworks from somebody is a state fire marshal. Nobody else can do it, and there's only a few of those. So they're not going to actually come out and take it from anybody.
No, that,
even
that's
the police, they can't take them.
And I understand that. But I had a pretty good run in with a few of them. And I told them, they must have listened, they decided to listen to me. Because I went right forward to them and told them if they wanted to go to jail, I had our crew coming out. Well, at that particular night, our crew is, we had one officer on the second shift for the lack of having enough help.
Well, the problem is there's no more fireworks at these township meetings, so they got to have them out in the township.
Exactly. Yeah, I get it. I guess.
That took me a second.
But I will say one thing, and I personally think David Pollack, for what he did, he made a lot of noise and had a lot of lights flashing when he come down the street to show off that the cops are coming.
Yeah.
But it just gives you an idea of
we can't. We got to enforce the law with what we can do.
Right.
What we can't do.
Well, it's going to get a lot worse next year.
Yeah, it is.
A lot more fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question, and I understand that. Just I had the one question I have. You said we had 535 calls in 2 weeks.
Yes.
That seems like a good many in a 2 week period. And for a few police officers, would you think that maybe our police officers are doing a pretty good job getting out there? 535. Now, that doesn't take into consideration. This is something I just kind of dabbled into a little bit there with one of our senior officers, our Jeff, Francis. relative to the number of vehicles that we've found stolen, things like that, and or left on private property or on the highways or here or there and other. There were 17 in a 2 week period that Jeff ticketed and we had towed in. So that seems to me to be a pretty good amount of stolen or abandoned cars.
33 runs a day is what that comes to.
66, I think.
66 runs a day?
Mm-hmm.
I did it by 2 weeks.
So, point being is with as many, and drugs are, I hate that word, you know?
So, that's, those are calls for service. That is no, you know, being proactive.
Correct.
Those are calls of service. So that's when someone calls and says, hey, I need you here for whatever it is, instead of officers, other officers maybe going out and doing traffic stops, looking for the drugs, looking for stolen cars. These are calls of service. So that's also trying to put that into perspective.
So I think the point I guess I was trying to make is the residents and our folks that are here, the reality of the number of calls that we have going out there, and we don't have 100,000 residents by far. We have a small residential township there, and to have that many calls for the number of residents that we have, that's a lot.
Do we know what the new census was? Is how many?
They haven't released the numbers yet.
Okay. Yeah. Then one other thing, and unless I get some other complaints, so it is July 4th, and we're talking about fireworks, celebratory gunfire, where I'm sure we're going to have it.
Yeah.
So just be cognizant of that when you guys are out enjoying your 4th of July, okay? Any other questions or concerns for me? I can jot some notes.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chief Welch, you ready?
Yeah. I only got a few housekeeping things I need to bring up.
Chief Welch, fire chief, by the way, the ones that haven't met you, okay?
Nice to meet everybody.
Jim Welch.
Nice to be back together in a room finally instead of talking to a screen. But, couple housekeeping things for the fire department. I need a motion from the board to accept Richard McMichael's resignation effective 6/28/21.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
That gave us three positions over the last couple weeks to fill, so I got three candidates to fill those. I need a resolution to hire Jacob Hawkins effective 7/2 at firefighter one rate.
I'll move.
I'll second.
I think when I made that out, I didn't hit the shift key, and it put an 8 in there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay, that's going to be resolution 2021-094. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Secondly, resolution to hire Michael Sorkin, effective 7/4/21 at firefighter one rate.
I'll make that motion.
I will second that motion.
Okay, and that'll be resolution 2021-095. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And lastly, I need a resolution to hire James Nan, a firefighter one rate, as soon as he gets all this paperwork completed.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay, that'll be resolution 2021-096. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you.
Anybody got anything for me?
Okay. Anyone have a question or comment for the fire chief? Thank you very much, Chief. Hope you have a happy holiday, you guys. I know you're going to be busy. Thank you. Let's see. Okay, we'll move on from that. We've got
Road Department.
Road Department. Mr. Stevens, there, Jim Stevens. I don't know the ones that have not met Jim Stevens, our road superintendent. This is he.
I didn't have anything on the agenda.
Okay.
But unfortunately, in the last 24 hours, I got pounded.
Okay.
in the past meetings, we had discussed the heating, insulating and heating of the building out back.
Okay.
It kind of, everything got put on hold.
Okay.
And this was dropped off to me yesterday. You got one?
Yeah.
This was dropped off to me yesterday. We knew that there would probably be a slight increase only because right now the cost of materials was going through the roof.
Oh, I know they are. I've been buying a few myself, yeah.
And when Trio Construction gave us this new bid yesterday, who Trio was the one we decided to go with here, almost 2 months ago, 10 months ago, when they gave us the new updated quote, I was kind of shocked that it wasn't a lot higher than it is with all of the, you know, with the increase in materials. But off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly what the first quote was. I should have had that, but it looks like it only went up just a very small amount.
Okay. So are we asking for...
Do we need to, or is this something that Mark can just approve? We can just do
so. Well, I think it's above that amount, so that's why I would come to you guys and say.
So we need to make a new resolution.
Yeah, you want to make it?
I'll make it. So.
Do we need a new resolution?
Yes, because the amount went up over 15.
Oh, okay.
Because before it was a little bit under.
Yeah, the report was, yeah.
So, you want me to make it, or?
Yeah,
hold
on. Yeah,
you could amend the prior resolution if you would like for a new.
Well, that's what I was wondering about.
Right. You're basically just amending and accepting the new quote.
Okay.
To,
so,
due
what
to
was
the
old?
Supplies.
Do you know the old?
I'm trying to
Okay,
find
I apologize. I'm just so used to you like rattling numbers off so fast.
I could look it up a lot quicker on the computer, but I'm just trying to do it now. But you can just amend it as soon as I try to.
Why don't we just make a motion to amend the previous resolution,
yeah,
not to exceed 16,000, and change the number.
Be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board amends resolution blank at this time, and a new resolution for Trio Roofing not to exceed $15,380.50.
I'll second.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a dead tree that is getting ready to fall into the road over off of El Paso, right along Interstate 70. It's been this way for a little while. I had the arborist that comes in and looks at all of this. During COVID, he'd come in and look at it. They did not get back to me at the time just because of everything that was going on. We brought it back to the attention. They apologized for not getting back to us before. And they gave us a quote to take this tree down and grind out the stump. This is one of those situations where I know we talked about having a truck in the past where we could actually do this ourselves. This tree could be done by us. I called around today and I got quotes on renting a bucket truck to be able to do it and have us do it. The price for bucket trucks is almost that amount there for a day. So that's
right.
Not going to work.
Right.
This lift that we had rented before when we took out a total of like 9 trees when we cleared the lot for your, we took out 9 trees next door. I should be giving that to you. This lift here for a week would be just about what it's going to cost us to have one company come in and take this tree down. And we've got multiple places that we could tow this around in the township for that 1 week and take dead limbs that are hanging out of the top of our roadways. It's just a suggestion. It's an option.
One of the things that I spoke with Mr. Dunn about today is hopefully that the board, that we would be able to, in a budget for the next year, 2 years out, that we start trying to find a way that we can put money away that we could buy a good used bucket truck. Before COVID, you and I were looking at one that had a double knuckle gear, that white one. I believe it was, you got it down to $30,000.
Well, one thing, not to interrupt you, one thing that we're going to have to keep in mind also is with the new maintenance agreement that we went into with ODOT.
We have money there.
Well, no. What it is there's going to be, if you ever go through Prairie Township, they got like the flags that they put on all the light poles going down there. We will have no capabilities of being able to put these things up.
So
So we better pick the flag that we like when they go up.
Plus, it's also going to be a situation where we got the maintenance on the poles, the painting, things like that. We're just not going
to
be able
to. So my recommendation to the board is in the next coming years, what we're spending for everything that we've done, I've said this for 2 years now, is there's got to be a way that we can pay ourselves, meaning that what we spend on every time we have a tree and have it taken down, $1,000 here, $2,000 there, $700 here, it would behoove of us not to eventually be able to get your department a truck, because it can be used for a faucet of things, even like you're saying with flags, different things, maintenance, anything that you would have to rise up. With that being said, I would like to, if no other discussion, I'd like to make a resolution that we give the road department permission to rent for a week a lift, not to exceed, I believe that's 200, how much is that?
Clark, for the week it's 1128.
Yeah, right. So for 1128.
I'll second.
So essentially what you want to do, Jim, is rent. And see what you can get done in a week's time.
By the time we were to have a tree company, be it whoever, come in and take care of the things, the majority of the problem that we have is down in the triangle area between Brown and Harrisburg Pike. To have a tree company come in and actually do all the trimming that we need to do with the dead leaves and everything, it's going to be an astronomical number compared to what it would cost us just to rent this
pole. And I do realize that. Yeah.
Yeah, but and that's what we would like to do, is if we could rent it for the week, and then, you know, probably myself and Ryan pull off of everything else we're going and run around and do what we got to do.
So let's give her a try for a week.
Okay. That'll be resolution 2021-097. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, with the monies that we are going to be getting from Road and Bridge.
Road District.
Are we able to apply that to something like that if the board would come together and we look at, with Nick, and we looked at what kind of monies we would have to potentially look at maybe buying something like that?
Yeah, because what we would be doing would be maintaining things within our right-of-way, which falls into the scope of the Road District. So
yeah,
these trees are in our right-of-way, so absolutely. We're allowed to purchase tools and equipment, line item within that.
See, because also, if I'm not correct on this, because a lot of times I've been out with you guys in the middle of the night and trees have come down and stuff of that nature and equipment, that piece of equipment could go out, and some of those even have the ability to put a chain on and actually pick stuff up and move it out of the way, don't they?
Well, I think I would be using our backhoe to do that instead of using a bucket truck.
But yeah, I just figured that bucket truck could be used on site on a lot of different other things.
Oh, there's a lot of uses for it, for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Just
you got one more thing, Jim?
Well, yeah, well, we're right.
I just want, before you get into that, let me just make one quick statement to the audience here, to a resident. The ones that, if you've lived any period of time in a resident in the township, for many, many years, a lot of our overhanging trees or big trees, this gentleman right here probably knows that as well as anyone. And our tree section over the whole township has never been maintained very well due to, for whatever reason, lack of funds or going back or
having the capabilities
of equipment or whatever. So we have a lot of dangerous older trees and things that need work and everything. I wish we had more money, or, you know, to make it safer, because we really
are not
very safe at all. Trees, old trees hanging over the roads and things like that. And invariably, whenever we get bad storms or anything, we end up overspending on trying to remove trees and roads blocked and this, that, and the other.
We got a lot of big trees, older trees within the township, and every time there's a big storm, I mean,
that's correct.
We know it's coming, we're bracing for it, because we know we're going to be in here somewhere.
The reason I wanted to make that point, Jim, is just if you don't know and haven't been around the situation very much, it can be very, very hazardous, can it? I mean, we do have hazardous situations there. And I think this gentleman right here knows about as much about it. You've been around a long time, Bob, and you've seen it, so.
Yeah, since 76.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The last thing I got, Mr. Kidd, you in the audience? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Every year, I know you guys do this almost every year down there, around the 4th of July, down on Shady Lane, in between Hopkins and Bellamy, we usually supply the road closed signs. They requested we be able to do it again on July 4th this year. I know, I think they put your name up there to talk about it. But it was,
we just need a resolution.
Yeah.
So a resolution to close the Shady Lane. From July 4th, from what time?
Who you guys got from 3 to midnight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from 3 to midnight on July 4th.
Yeah, I mean, we've never had a problem with that being done. So, and what we'll do is, like we've done in the past, I'll have my document put the road closed signs down along the edge of the road.
It ain't got to be the Hopkins. It could be right there by the alley so that cars can come through. And
it's just a very, and I know I'm supposed to speak at the end, so
that's okay.
I apologize because we've been trying to get a hold of people, so this isn't, like he said, we do this. A perfect example is we're going to have, it's only two of us there, and we have a big gathering, family, their family, our family. Last Saturday, we had our daughter's 15th birthday, and thank God we were in the backyard because they used this as a cut through.
You said your daughter at 50 years old?
15. Oh. 15, sorry. 15.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I look
good. John, you can forget about you. John can forget about getting his vote now.
The reason we do is
no,
the traffic that goes through there is just, it's crazy for all of our vehicles parked there, our kids and stuff. Last Saturday at our daughter's 15th little get together, we hear like a car just flying by. Literally goes into our yard. Thank God we weren't in the front yard, and slammed straight into a tree across the street. So that's why we try to do this, and we was hoping we was here in the right spot. Thank you, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we wanted to make sure we could definitely do it again this year because of that reason.
Sure.
Yeah. So I made a resolution.
I'll
second.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll have the guys come in. May just have them come in tomorrow, and then we'll move the signs down, and then you guys just put them in place and just make sure that we're not really getting through back out.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So
now it's resolution 2021-098. My bad.
Thank you.
Block party. She's here.
Yeah.
So that one's taken care of.
Yeah, I understand that. I was going to ask her a question. Okay. So you reside at 1777 Bellmead.
Yes.
So I didn't understand you totally. Were we trying to close the whole Bellmead down?
Well, it's
Shady
Lane. Yeah, Shady Lane. It's a weird.
Oh, I know where Shady Lane is.
Yeah, it's just us two.
I know where
it's
all
right
the.
There. So there's
trust
only
me.
Two of us.
Just tell me where you're at. I know where it's at. Okay. So. Yeah.
Just an update.
I wanted to come right.
Was that the only thing you had?
No, I got one more thing.
One more thing.
Real quick. Like I said, I apologize. I didn't have anything for the agenda, but unfortunately, not. Just an update, Hopkins. The drainage on Hopkins behind Walgreens that you all know that we've been dealing with for a very long time.
Yeah.
Mark and I met with county engineers down there, and it's something we brought to their attention on many a times, many occasions.
Yeah.
They met with us down there. Now we're going to work in coordination with them.
Yeah.
Starting on July 12th, we're going to come down there and
cool.
We're going to start potholing down and trying to find our problems. We've already looked into it. There's about 200, almost 300 foot of drainage that may end up having to be replaced. We're not sure yet, but we're going to start potholing down and hopefully find the problems that we can possibly repair. We can't do it ourselves only because we're 12 feet deep. We don't have the capabilities of shoring up the walls to go down for the county does. So the county's been pretty generous with us on that. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that we can just find the issues, fix them, and not have to replace 250 foot of line.
Yeah. And it's just on that south, no,
it's on the north side.
North side.
Yeah, I was there when it flooded one night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a river. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's why when Administrator Fox just asked me to look out the window a minute ago, and I see it just pouring down rain. Yeah. That's the first thing that pops in our mind.
Well, I think everyone here knows some of the tremendous storms we've had the last couple of years. What we're talking about, where the man's talking about there is our...
We live there.
Our drugstore.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Our first year.
You're pretty close there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what that's a long going on problem. And the reason I said good deal there, we did need some help. And I think I'm glad you reached out.
Every big major rainstorm that we have, we're sitting down there with our pumps. Because
I know
we have a resident that literally sits right on that alley. And I don't know, I mean, what a great gentleman. He's been very patient because his house is flooded on six different occasions.
Absolutely.
And so
we have,
hours.
Like a triangle area and places. Now those are some of the areas trying to be brought up from the past, I guess you might say, to modern day. And a lot of them, it's been a terrible burden on Franklin Township forever. And not to say anything bad about our past people or anything, but honestly, I believe we could have done a better job. So what we've been able to do here is dig around, and thanks to Jim and him getting more acquainted and in depth with the county, for an example. I think Jim knows the county people about as well as any. Well, any Franklin Township employee, probably, because he's made it a point to do that, and that's.
I've worked with him for 14 years,
yeah.
And we've got a good relationship.
And we've got a really good relationship with them, mm-hmm. And I know maybe Juanita Ward would like to have a little more help out there, but she's been fighting a long time on hers. But anyway, we do have some problems there, and I think they're getting picked off here and there, one a little bit at a time, and there's still a lot of work to do, for sure. Well, thank you, Jim. I just wanted to just give you a couple of little bits of information here I needed. I was out kind of prowling around at the casino area and checking the apartment complex and that kind of thing. I happened to see, when I come down Broad Street, our guys had been there working. They were actually on the job out there mowing and stuff.
We seen you go by.
I was
the one on the mower when you went by.
Oh, were you? Oh, okay. Well, did you notice there was a sign, and maybe you mentioned that a while ago, a sign just laying beside the road, a road sign.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were talking about a while ago? Did you mention that a while ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there is one laying right there as you're coming eastbound, just right back from, where the...
It's on the south side of the road laying there.
Correct.
We called that in through...
See that? Okay. There's another right on where you turn in Eastfield Drive down here, off Frank, the small storm we had the other night, it must have been more than I knew about, because there was a small tree where you had your entrance way there on the right. That is blown over.
That one, okay.
I didn't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I just saw that
okay.
Late last night.
So you're aware of that, okay. All righty, Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't have anything to report.
Okay. Thank you. All right. John, do you have anything new to report?
Just to the trustees, there was another accident on Forest and Hopkins, and that's like the third one. Gentleman had his fence taken out twice. This time it's on the other side. We have been trying to get Cornell to see about four-way stop there.
Yeah.
The way the rhyme of the road goes, you don't even see him. So I don't know if you have anyone that...
I've gotten calls about it.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that, with the trustees maybe trying to get a hold of Cornell's people.
I'll put a call in, too.
Yeah, that way the more of us that call in, that would be great.
Yeah.
So I've got a video. One of the people sent me the video, and it was a bad accident. So other than that, that's all I've got, sir.
Okay, well, let's move on then. Again, you know, we haven't neglected any of our work. We worked through it. We have had a few cases of our employees, you know, in our year's time there, that we've had to have a few of our guys take a couple weeks off. They were exposed. I think our fire department has had a few exposures to COVID. Police has. Would you have four? And so we have, I feel, done a lot of the right things here. I know. Instead of panicking, I think we, probably we, and you know, I guess when you make the right call, I guess you can tell somebody that we did make the right decisions. I'm not bragging, I just want you to know that the guidelines that were put in place by the state, I think Franklin Township, and with the help of Mark Potts here, which I don't know if I introduced him or not, that's administrator, township administrator. And Mark, I think, he's been here 2 years now.
A little over 2 years.
And he's got to know his way around the township. His history, I'll just speed this up a little bit. He spent a scatter time down at the Franklin County Auditor's Office there, working with Clarence Mingo. I think you spent about 8 years with him, didn't you?
Correct, yes.
So, and plus he has other state experience, and I feel real fortunate to have Mark, because he worked, you know, directly with some of the people in power there. And there's something about to be said about who you know in the world, I guess. And we've been pretty fortunate. I've exposed myself to a lot of people, you know, in politics and everything around Columbus and the county and so forth and so on. John has taken time on his own to go and these are things that we, the trustees, don't get paid for. We do that because we care. We do care. Ari is a politician. I guess you'd call it that, with trade.
You guys are too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we try to take care of him best we can. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, Ari knows an awful lot of people too, and he knows a lot of people in the state of Ohio too. You know, which he's traveled the state a lot and things like that. And when you travel, you know, you make acquaintances, and you know, it's a little easier to, I mean, I'm not asking, I don't go around begging and asking for favors that someone else don't get, you know what I mean? But if you know somebody pretty well, if you know county administrator or something to that effect, and you know, I can call Joe up and say, hey Joe, you know, we've got a real problem down on Climb Road or wherever it happens to be, and we need it. It looks like it might turn into a real bad situation. Would you have somebody take a look at it? Well, we're fortunate we've got Jim Stevens. He's been around. Jim's been around a long time, and he knows his way around, and he don't just get his paycheck. He earns his paycheck. And you know, there again, it's kind of like the crew we got here now, I believe, is a pretty good crew. And I'm not just picking any one certain person. We've got a pretty good crew here. And we got people that care. Most of, and you know, we all live in the township here, and you know, it's like a pretty good family, really. So, and we probably overall got some of the most caring residents in all of Franklin County, to say the truth about it. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, like a little weed killer type thing. And one thing that I'm kind of glad we've been able to, in the last 4 or 5 years, we've been able to make some enormous improvements in our neighborhoods, which that is what I said I wanted to do before I even got into this thing. We have some really good improvements, and I think the people that's been around a while would agree with that. It's better than it was 5 or 6 years ago. And the roads are better. They're not perfect, but they're better. And for an old township and everything, all in all, we've got things starting on the upswing, starting to get cleaned up pretty good. I'm not ashamed of where I live anymore, you know, and that comes by your neighbors caring about it, you know. So I'm proud of that. So I'll go ahead and finish. There, physical officer, you have a little finish up there.
The only thing that I have, and this is just kind of a reminder to the board, public hearing regarding the 2022 proposed tax budget will be not next Thursday, but July 15th. It'll take place at 6 o'clock, which will be a half hour before our regularly scheduled meeting. So that will be here at the Township Hall, just as a reminder. And that's all that I have to report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mark Potts there, do you have anything to add, Mark?
Yeah, a couple quick things. Wanted to let everyone know, quite a few months ago you passed a resolution to do new firewalls.
Mm-hmm.
Those were installed today.
Yeah, oh, were they? Okay.
So what that will do is that will improve our security for information in the township.
Okay.
But one, you know, every good deed never goes unpunished. So what it did was it reset our phone system.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, did it?
So Jeff, our phone guy, is working.
So I'm offline again with the Revolution Group here.
So,
this is different, Ralph. This is the phone system here.
Yeah, this is the phone.
We can make
phone calls out, but people call in, they're getting a busy signal. And I apologize for that. So I think I called you today, and I assume maybe you called me back and didn't know when.
I called for 8 hours.
Yeah. So this whole thing has created the system where our phones went down because they're all over the internet. So we're hoping. If you saw me texting, that was with Jeff today. Jeff said, "Yeah, he was here today." So hopefully, it'll be fixed. So computers are fun things. And another thing. This is another technological problem. For whatever reason, and I know Ari, Trustee Alex, told me that he had heard this happening, Facebook is shutting certain groups out for some reason.
I don't know what that's all about. I've seen an awful lot of changes on Facebook.
So on our Facebook account, we've got a government page and a police page. So about 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, I started getting these messages that said, you need to certify that you're in a certain location. You need double.
Yeah, the two-factor authentication. I've worked as much as I can to try to help that, but I know Ari's in the same boat. Honestly, we don't know why Facebook's doing that. It could be a multitude of things. But
well, I've got my opinions. But
so for whatever reason.
I won't spread them around right now.
Thank you.
I have no proof, but I've got a pretty good idea of where it's coming from. Okay.
For whatever reason, we can. Dave Ratliff can post to the police Facebook page, but no one else can. So I've been doing meeting notices and stuff on the police page. So our IT company's recommendation is we may have to shut down and close down the existing Facebook pages and start new ones. And they said it's because the big picture of it is because the hacking and things that have happened, they want to make sure that we're real people posting things and we're not some hacker farm in Bulgaria or something, you know, or Russia that's sending these out, and supposedly that's why they're shutting. So that's my understanding. So
they don't have a support line?
Well, they,
yeah, good luck with Facebook support.
They try, our IT company tried to reach out to their support line and didn't get through. And when they finally reached someone, they sent them just blog entries from their, from a web page and said, here's possible recommendations on how to fix it. So that's the problem with that.
Yeah.
Other than that, everything is going well.
Okay.
But so just so you know, that's why we haven't had any we still have a Twitter page and our Twitter is working fine. We have an Instagram page and our Instagram is working fine. And we may go back to, and we haven't used it for a long time, but Nextdoor, we may go back to using Nextdoor to make sure we can post some stuff.
I think a couple of our officers are still using it pretty.
Yeah.
I know, of course, David Pollock, with him working on the second shift, or he's the sergeant on the second shift there. I talk with him a lot, really, and that's when you get a lot of problems in the making, you know, and then they're getting geared up around midnight when he gets off, too, so I communicate with him quite a bit.
So that's, but that's all I have if I, anything else comes up. And also, Fiscal Officer Dunn and I are exploring possibilities of maybe being able to do Zoom at the same time we're doing these meetings, but it's not as cut and dry easy. Because we don't have a lot of good audiovisual equipment here to do those things, so stay tuned on that. Because I've had a few people ask if we could do Zoom while we're doing the in-person meetings.
Yeah.
So we maybe can do something like that. We're not 100% sure if we can yet. So,
but I think we learned a lot with the Zoom thing, and the value of technology and everything is there. There's good and bad. From a technological standpoint, the worst problem that there is with it is I don't understand it all. I just don't know what they're talking about most of the time.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I know.
All righty. Did we get everybody in the audience that had a question there? I don't seem like I've got everybody on here.
We did.
Huh?
We did, because we put everyone, so
okay.
Everyone's been
everybody's
counted.
Done, okay. Well, then at that point in time there, if nobody else has any questions or communication or anything, keep in touch with us, and we'll try to do the best we can. But having said that and everything, everybody have a good 4th of safe July, too. And well, at this time, we're dismissed. Then.
I thought you were going to do this quick.
30 minutes.
John, okay. Since Nick hasn't gotten a picture with all of us, I thought we'd get a picture with the group.
Well, you know,
awesome.
Okay.
Maybe go one again.